stars up above in the western sky, reaching out forever before my eyes. Sweet, sweet surrender in the pale moonlight, in the quiet and the stillness of the night. And the wind blows wild across the prairie as the storm rolls in from the west. Melody playing soft and low. Worlds apart from all the cities and the neon lights so bright. That's the place my soul is longing to go. And the wind blows wild across the prairie. Dark clouds gather over the great divide. Takes me away, takes me away. Where my thoughts run clear, far beyond past regrets and fears. Reaching out from the inside, it's time to start again. Now I see my heart is on the mend. And the wind takes me away, takes me away, takes me away.
That's live music in the KSUT studios this afternoon from Leftover Salmon featuring Bill Payne. They perform tonight at the Anima City Theater. They've got a Fat Tuesday show happening tonight, and they'll be back again at Anima City Theater tomorrow night. Tickets are still available, but going quick. Southwest Sound and the Community Concert Hall at Fort Lewis College are your current resources. So, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for making the radio gig part of the itinerary in your travels.
You know, on a big day like Mardi Gras, man, you know, it's great to just get out and play some music, you know.
Excellent. Well, I wish everyone could have seen the sound check. It was fun. We had little mini gigs going on around the studio. Leftover Salmon's latest roster. You want to introduce everyone? We've got Vince Herman.
Yeah, Vince Herman here on the guitar. I'm the latest guy. I'm the new guy in the band. Been doing it 25 years, along with Drew Emmett over
here.
Yeah,
the other new guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing it 25 years also. Drew on the mandolin. And one of the new guys is Bill Payne on the piano, the infamous Little Feet Meister, and all-around good guy, Bill Payne, and Dr. Greg Garrison on the upright bass today. Pretty cool. Snaps it all together. And the founder of the band, Alwyn Robinson, on the drums, man. Yes, indeed.
A.K.A. Cliff Goodwin.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Great character.
Son of Future Man.
Yes.
Aldi Bacon Cheeseburger.
Bacon Jr.
And from the great state of North Carolina, the man with the prettiest smile in all show business, Mr. Andy Thorne on the banjo, the five string.
Well, welcome to all of you. And Andy Thorne has a bit of a Durango history, having played with Travis Book and Anders Beck in Broke Mountain Bluegrass and been here live in the KSUT studios a few times. Andy, you seem to be the missing piece of the puzzle for Leftover Salmon. So,
absolutely.
Something like that.
He's missing some pieces.
That's the one I was going for.
It's
real good to be back here.
It's great to have you back. So you guys have a lot of exciting things happening for Leftover Salmon. And I was thinking of that, sort of the three primary things right now is you're in the midst of celebrating your 25th anniversary as a band.
We're pretty psyched about that. We feel pretty... pretty happy that at 25 years in, it's feeling this fresh and this good. Yeah.
So what is that like for you all these years?
It's hard to remember.
It's hard to remember exactly what it's like. It feels good, though.
I do remember Far Courts, though.
Yes,
that. That's right.
Yes, indeed.
These guys used to play at Far Courts for old-timers. It was a bar and pizza joint and restaurant on Main Avenue, and... that's the first time I ever saw you was at Far Courts, many moons ago.
Well, that's when we were first turned on to this great community down here in this corner of Colorado, and it's still an amazing place to be and hang out, and people are doing great things all over the place down here. We sure love it.
Well, reaching your silver anniversary, you know, 25 years, that's a long time. Did you imagine that the culture and that it would all continue when you started out?
Yeah, absolutely. We saw organic beer coming around someday. We saw legalization happening, you know.
Yeah.
And we see things in the future that are going to be great.
Absolutely. And you brought drums to the string band and rock and roll
dogs.
Bars.
Yeah, some say that, yeah. But, you know, nothing ever starts anywhere. It's all just a long line in the great Americana well, you know, people doing all kind of music, and we're happy to be part of it. In these 25 years we've been doing it.
Congratulations. How about you, fellow founder Drew Emmett?
Well, I just got to say that Durango is a big part of our history, and it's really great to be back here. And every time we come to Durango, we have a great, great time. And, you know, in our formative years, this was one of the places we came a lot and got a lot of support. And, you know, it's just great to keep coming back here and seeing some old friends and familiar faces and having a raging good time.
Excellent.
And we sure want to thank KSUT for being a big supporter all those years, too.
Thank you. We had you in studio a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Vann was still here, and it was a raucous Saturday afternoon on KSUT, a pretty unforgettable one. So,
yeah.
You guys we had a contest going for what color shoes I think you were wearing, Vince. And as people were coming,
I probably wasn't wearing shoes. That was the trick. Right?
You turned the whole thing into a song. It was really fun. It was great. So another sort of momentous thing happening for Leftover Salmon is the addition of Bill Payne to your lineup. Bill Payne, renowned keyboard player, one of the founding members of Little Feet. He joined the band in an official capacity. Earlier this year. So tell us about that. How'd that all come about?
They asked me a few times, and the gigs were fun, and they're, not unlike Little Feet. They've got a very wide range of material they play. Little Feet's been on hiatus for 2.5 years, and I'm still with Little Feet, and I'm a very proud member of Leftover Salmon. It's just it's a great fit. I've said it's like falling into a very soft feather bed. And literally playing music with them, or figuratively, I should say, is like being pulled by one of the fastest boats in the universe, and you just got to hang on.
That's great. I mean, you, Bill, you already have had a 46-year run with another band, with Little Feet.
Sure.
And here you are jumping right into the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling. It's nice to see a band. Bands are special for a whole lot of reasons, but not the least of which you get a chance to explore. You sink or swim based on the weakest member, and thankfully there are not a lot of weaknesses in this band. So we're on a very strong trajectory right now. I feel I'm a part of it in a big way. They've helped me. Sort of come back inside myself as a player, and I enjoy it, and I'm privileged to be here.
Well, welcome, and we're glad to have you. And the third big thing is your new album, but let's hear another song, and we'll talk about that.
All right. This is one called Get Up and Go. I believe this is on a new record.
It is.
All right.
Go good.
All right.
It might even be the first tune on there.
I think it is.
All right. Let's play it then.
A two, a one, two, three.
Oh, it's a good day to do a little traveling. It's a good time to be up and gone. Get out your house, get on the planet. Check out the rock we're rolling on. Check out the wheel we're riding on. Well, sometimes your house gets feeling like a prison. You got too much to do, too much to pay. You're wondering why and you can't find a reason. That's the time you gotta get away. That's the time you better get away. Sometimes a river, sometimes a rain. Sometimes it's the whistle of the evening train. Sometimes a mountain, sometimes the sea. They're gonna get you back the way you wanna be. They'll get you back to who you wanna be. Get all caught in that daily living. Can't find a way to take it slow. You get to feel that Mardi Gras season. Yeah. You better find your place to go. Get out the door, now get up and go. Sometimes a river, sometimes a rain. Sometimes it's the whistle of the evening train. Sometimes a mountain, sometimes a sea. They're gonna get you back the way you wanna be. They'll get you back to who you wanna be. Get out the door. Let that sunshine warm your bones. Take a little walk out there on the endless shore. Cause it's a big wide world that we call home. It's a big wide world that we call home. Sometimes a river, sometimes a rain, sometimes it's the whistle of the evening train. Sometimes a mountain, sometimes a sea, they're gonna get you back to where you wanna be. They'll get you back to who you wanna be. Well, it's a good day to do a little traveling. It's a good time to be up and gone.
Live music this afternoon from Leftover Salmon, featuring Bill Payne, and just great to have you guys. They perform tonight at the Anima City Theater, and it's your Fat Tuesday show. What's different about a Fat Tuesday show for Leftover Salmon?
Oh, it's way different than Ash Wednesday, I'll tell you that. It's kind of the polar opposite, you know? It's once you get into the theater tonight, you can do whatever you want until midnight.
Whatever we want?
You can do whatever you want.
Woo!
It's Mardi Gras, man. All the rules are reversed. And, yeah, man, I plan on standing on my head the entire performance this
evening.
I'm
going to eat ice cream before dinner.
Ooh, yeah. We're getting wild.
Fantastic.
But I think we'll probably play a bit more Cajun music than usual.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's how it might result in things tonight.
Excellent. So you guys just released this album, High Country. Fantastic album. We've been playing it a lot on KSUT.
Thanks.
And when did you start recording that? Was that when Bill joined the band prior to that?
Well, we started. It's been a couple of years, and we originally started recording the songs for the record for a relationship we have with Breckenridge Beer, and a few of the tracks on there they kind of packaged with six packs. I guess that was last summer. And then we decided to go in and finish it up. And so we had some existing tracks that Bill kind of added his keyboard parts to, which was great. And then we went back in the studio, I guess in the, when was that? Last fall or something, who knows, with Bill. And that's when we recorded Bluegrass Pines, which is a tune he wrote with Robert Hunter, the lyricist from The Grateful Dead, and 6 Feet of Snow, kind of the Little Feet classic. And so we've, you know, kind of in the process of recording those tunes, kind of finished up all the other tracks that we had started recording and felt like we had an album out of it. So.
And that's Greg Garrison on bass, who was just explaining
me.
That. Were you kind of the coordinator?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think we have necessarily a coordinator. We all tend to kind of coordinate whatever it is we feel like we need to coordinate. So.
You are the band educator, though.
I am. Yeah, I guess I am. Yeah, yeah. I'm a college professor when I'm not out here playing with these guys. So.
Nice gigs.
Yeah.
He has a terminal degree.
I do have a terminal degree.
You know what? I didn't actually look, but I really love the cover artwork on this album. Who did that?
Gary Houston was the guy's name, I think. Yep.
Very cool cover. You can see that at leftoversalmon.com. So what else did we want to talk about? You guys are... You've got a tour going on now for a while, and one of the dates I thought was very intriguing, and I know you did this last year, and I wanted to ask about it. Very interested in the Stanley Hotel weekend that you have.
That's going to be fun, you know. It's up in Estes Park, Colorado, and they're giving us the whole hotel for the weekend, and I can't imagine what's going to be happening. It could be frightening. Like the movie.
I'm scared.
The Stanley Hotel being the inspiration and location of the Stephen King, Stanley Kubrick film, The Shining.
Yeah.
So.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Now, have you done this before? Is this the first year?
That's kind of all
this is our first time we've done this.
Oh, okay.
It's a new experiment and things. And, you know, it's an amazing amazing place. And we hope to dig in deep to what The Shining really means. That weekend. And there's all kind of meanings in that movie.
Are there still tickets available for that gig?
No, that's not. Sold out in about a day.
I bet. Well, that should be interesting. I hope you make some sort of a little documentary.
Just the opportunity to see Vince Herman's face come through your door at some point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it seems
worth every penny.
Floating in the form of a ghost.
It seems like the individual side projects are starting to take a back seat, and Leftover being back as a band with the new album, the big tour, the anniversary, that seems to be what's happening for you guys now.
Yeah, but you know, there's all kind of music being played. You know, I know Alwyn is, you know, has his klezmer band that he plays a lot with, and Greg has a punk rock band that's with Alwyn. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and they're called Black Catholic. It's really good, good band. And Drew does some stuff, and you know,
not much though. You know, seriously. The focus has really been on Salmon, you know, and the stuff I was doing has pretty much gone away, at least for now. And I'm happy about that. I'm really, personally, really psyched to be focusing just on Salmon right now. And it's going so well that why do anything else, you know, really?
What do you guys think about the, and I guess I'm directing this sort of at Vince, the sort of the youthful energy and talent in the string-based music pool these days?
It's great, you know. It's those kids you saw growing up at Rocky Grass, and you know, out at the Four Corners. You know, they're taking workshops and do those things, and it's produced an incredible pile of young players. And I think the music form is in good shape, and it's being stretched all over the place, and that's a good sign of that acoustic music is alive and well, and gone electric.
Well, and you guys really are pioneers in that.
We were one of the loudest bands going back in the day.
That's right. Leftoversalmon.com has lots of info. There's a great fan forum going on for fans who want to post their memories. And I also saw something cool. BillPayneCreative.com, is that correct?
Yeah.
Really cool website if you want to learn more about Bill Payne. He is full of artistic endeavors, including photography.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good photographer. My mentor is a guy named Jack Spencer, and I met Jack through initially through Stephen Bruton when we were down in Texas at the Stephen L. Clark Gallery. And I looked up on the wall, and I saw this shot, and the guy goes, "You'll never guess where it is." I said, "It's in Livingston, Montana, just outside." He goes, "Oh my gosh." And so I picked up Jack's book and I saw Sonny Landreth's name in there. And Sonny and Jack used to play up at the Stanley Hotel. So Jack, we've played bass with Sonny Landreth. So it's a small world, but as Richie Hayward used to say, you wouldn't want to paint it with a toothbrush.
That's right. So what's next for Leftover Salmon?
Next, the big fun festival season, and we'll be going into the studio in New Orleans in the fall and making a Louisiana kind of record.
Excellent.
We're pretty
That's
psyched
great.
About, and get a lot of collaborative stuff going, both in New Orleans and out in the country, out in Cajun country, you know. So we'll get our Southwest Louisiana record going next, and I don't know, hope to make it out of the country a bit, and you know.
We're going to play in a cave coming up. Pretty excited about that. In Tennessee, they do a show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and PBS now does a broadcast of that. In fact, I just saw Widespread Panic on there, and it's 300 feet below the surface of the earth, and it's in a cave. I actually got to do that with Bill Nershey, and so we're real excited about that. That's going to be way cool. So that's coming up. So watch for that on PBS coming up.
Yeah. Andy Thorne is pretty pumped about that because he grew up in a cave in North Carolina. And so he's going to really feel like home.
Big spelunker. Anders is going to be on that too. So it's going to be fun to hang out with those guys down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Green sky.
Well, we'd like to hear one more song from you guys. And I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Vince Herman, Drew Emmett, Andy Thorne, Alwyn Robinson, Greg Garrison, and Bill Payne. So great to have you live on KSUT today. Huge treat.
We love KSUT, man.
Thank you. These guys perform tonight. Don't forget, you can still get tickets at Southwest Sound or at the Community Concert Hall box office. Fat Tuesday show tonight at Anima City Theater, and they're back tomorrow night for more fun. And one more song we're going to hear from the new release.
We're gonna get one. Get Andy Thorne to put the thumb to the five string here on the one called the Thorn Pipe. fired up.
Big thanks to Leftover Salmon this afternoon, performing tonight at the Animas City Theater. And again, tickets available at Southwest Sound, also at the Community Concert Hall box office. Tickets still available for tonight and tomorrow night. Animas City Theater in Durango. Thanks again to the band. Thank you also to Arnie, Sean, and Mario with the band. And thank you, Rob Bleetstein. And thanks to KSUT's Mark Dugan on sound. We're going to hear one more song from the new CD, High Country, this one written by Bill Payne along with Robert Hunter. It's called Bluegrass Pines.
Deep away in the bluegrass pines, where the wide, wide river of whiskey wine. Deep away in the bluegrass pines, glory in the territory, sanctuary chimes. Wanted to tell you about a friend of mine,
Whiskey River in the bluegrass pines.
Wondered you could call it the road. In shock when you live forever,
Whiskey River in the bluegrass pines.
Wasn't so smart, but pretty damn clever. By the whiskey.
whiskey wine. Deep away in the bluegrass pines, glory in the territory, sanctuary chime. We both belong to the same damn chain gang. Till morning when the tide rolls out.
Whiskey river in the bluegrass pines.
Things we rather not talk about.
By the whiskey river in the bluegrass pines.
Deep away in the bluegrass pines, where the wide, wide river of the whiskey wine. Away in the bluegrass pines, glory in the territory, sanctuary chime. Deep in the bluegrass forest at midnight, moon turned down as soft as candlelight. Mandolin stutter and banjos fray, while the last electric stars grow pale. The pattern of twilight guitars creep
from under the bracken where they sleep.
Tones of strange tune in. Full choir.
Just a bit to the west of town.